Britain has confirmed that it's taking over the mortgage lender Bradford & Bingley. What's more, the bank's savings business, including its entire retail branch network, is going to be sold to Spain's main bank, Santander. That means that Banco Santander will take over 197 Bradford & Bingley branches and $36 billion of deposits. Santander was virtually unheard of in Britain just 4 years ago. Well, now it's become a major player in the country's banking system. Reporter Steve Kingston takes us to the company's headquarters near Madrid.
Well, there's a kind of military precision to visiting the headquarters of Banco Santander. I've gone through X-ray security, been given a swipe card, and now a driver with a two-way radio is taking me through a checkpoint and into this sprawling $2.7 billion business park west of Madrid, which has 6,000 employees, a hotel, 5 restaurants, a golf course, and a daycare centre for 400 children.
Banco Santander is really a phenomenon because in 3 generations of bankers, they have moved from being a small bank in the north of Spain in Santander to being a world power.
I'd been briefed by the distinguished Spanish economist Pedro Schwartz.
They seem to be a bank that's very well managed, with a wheeler dealer at the top who buys and sells when the thing looks good. And he likes investing in the UK because he feels welcome. There isn't the resistance you find in France, in Italy and in Germany, where they don't want foreign banks coming in.
Inside company headquarters, Santander's vice chairman, Matias Rodriguez Inciarte, explains how Santander has kept its head above water during a deepening crisis. In the first half of this year, it posted profits of $6.7 billion.
If I were to give you a short answer, it's by sticking to what we know. By being traditional in terms of gathering deposits, lending to markets, to customers that we know, and not entering into this fancy product, exotic product, that now are called toxic product. So we fund ourselves out of the money of our customers. Traditional, back to basics business in banks.
Of course, when he talks there about fancy or toxic products, that's a reference to the subprime market, which Santander wisely steered clear of. And really, the image they want to project is of retail banking rather than corporate or investment banking. This high street, and every high street in Spain, has the ubiquitous red and white Santander branch. And worldwide, they've got more branches than any other bank, 13,000. With the company also moving into Brazil, Santander's corporate theme tune has even been reworked into a samba. But some wonder whether it's stepped too far too fast. The double acquisition in Britain coincides with a sharp downturn in Spain's domestic housing market, while Santander's stock market value has dropped by almost a third in under a year. Still, Santander Vice Chairman Matias Rodriguez offers this pledge to its newly acquired customers in Britain.
We are going to pay a lot of attention to every single customer. Our tradition in 150 years of history is customers, and to treat them combining attention to detail with the greatest strength of a large bank.
In troubled times, that's a bold promise, and Bradford and Bingley account holders will want to see it honoured. For The World, I'm Steve Kingston in Madrid.